Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So I just wanted to talk to you real quick before we start our prayer time. Some housekeeping issues. Just a reminder, I will be on the road for work and unable to do this to put the podcast out for the rest of the week. I'll be on the road. I won't get back really until Monday. So with that said, I also wanted to just talk to you real quick about something that happened to me yesterday. I was at a all-church prayer meeting, and it was a great event. It was incredible to be with a whole bunch of people who were all praying to the Lord, and that he was there. And just to share with you that I'm just a guy, and with lots of faults and failings. When I was praying, it really was put upon my heart to get a stand up and pray over the church, and to do it out loud and whatnot. And I didn't. I just was too consumed with my own concerns, fears, uncomfortableness, and whatnot. And it's bothered me ever since. It's bothered me throughout the night, throughout the day, or the night, and this morning. And it's just something that I just feel like I should have done. And I didn't listen to God. And it raises a lot of questions within my own heart about my beliefs and my, everything else. So if you go through things like that, when you know God is talking to you and you don't follow through, you're not alone. There's definitely a knucklehead out there with you who does those things too and allows his fears, concerns, or whatever to get the better of him and override God's message. And so, I just wanted to confess and tell you that. So anyways, with that, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, I thank you. You're the creator of all. You're the one who made us. You know us. You know what we're going to do before we do it or don't do it. And Lord, I just come before you again, humbly grateful that you even want to hear from someone like me who allows the fears of the world, of his own mind, to get the better of him. And Lord, I'm grateful that you love me despite that. And I come before you seeking out, Holy Spirit, your perfect prayer, that you would be the one that we hear, that you would be the one who prays through us, through me, and that you would be the one that guides us. So forgive me for my shortcomings. And Lord, I just praise you and thank you. And Lord, we come before you seeking out your peace and your security upon those who are within our walls. For those we love, we pray for their security. We pray for their peace. Our loved ones, Father, we lift them up. Our children, our brothers, sisters, spouses, moms and dads, nieces and nephews, Father, I just praise you for them. And I pray that your peace, your security that surpasses all understanding would be upon them. And I pray also for the joy of you, of knowing that you love us, that you want to fellowship with us. I pray for that joy upon them. I ask as we go about our day today that your joy would inhabit our hearts and our minds, that the things of this world would be trivial, and we would focus on you and that you love us and what that really means. Father, be with our families. Be with our children. Holy Spirit, make your presence known, I pray, for our sons and daughters. Lord God, be with them. We love them so much. And I just pray for their safety, their hearts, and their minds to be well kept. I thank you and I praise you for them. And I lift up this nation to you, Lord. It's struggling. There's so much anger and animosity out there. I just ask that you would be at the forefront, that you would walk amongst us, and you, Holy Spirit, would spread your peace, that your angels would be about us, keeping us safe, and that we would remember what once made our nation great. It wasn't all this garbage. It was focused on you. It was your morals. It was your way. It was your blessings. Nothing else. So, Lord, I lift up this land. I lift up the people who are still reeling from the tornadoes, all the natural disasters, Father. I just pray you watch over them and heal them. Heal their hearts, their minds. It's such a tragic loss for people. For those who didn't lose family members or friends and loved ones, but lost everything else, lost their houses, lost their homes. So much that they had that they clung to, that reminded them of loved ones and of different better times and good times. I just pray, Lord, that you'd comfort them and help them through their rebuilding times. Lord Jesus, I'm so grateful for you that you're in our lives. And I just ask that today, as we go about our days, that we would be representatives of yours. I ask that we take one more step along the journey. Even if we don't feel like we can, that we take one more step and that you would empower us to move forward. And whatever we're struggling with, Father, I just pray that we would walk with you, Holy Spirit, that you'd guide us and empower us today, that we would love you with our whole heart, our whole being, and that you'd help us to love our neighbor as ourselves. I'm so grateful for all that you've done. I just pray for your continued guidance and support and forgiveness. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.